You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game week.
Yes, we're popping up midway through a game week. Very unusual. We're popping up to say goodbye to Scott Parker, the Mike Skinner tribute act thrown out into the streets by the tight-fisted Bournemouth board for criticising their lack of activity in the transfer market. Also, he wore a really annoying and expensive cardigan with white rings on the shoulder. Has it come to this? It was supposed to be so easy. He tried to stay positive, but geezers need excitement. His squad wasn't fit, and he knew it. Dry your eyes, Scott, before we move on. Pryor, do you think the departure of Scott Parker will affect your FPL season?
No.
No, me neither. I haven't got any Bournemouth players. I'm not going to all season, I would imagine. But it's just surprising first manager to go. I thought maybe Stevie G or Frank Lampard would go first.
Yeah, or maybe Klopp for having 9 goals getting scored and Salah being involved in none of them.
Oh, unbelievable. That was, of course, you did you captain Obvious, presumably?
Yeah, I mean, he's not captain Obvious anymore, Dyson.
He's not, yeah, it's true. He's not as, and this just goes to confirm that he's not captain Obvious. That was unbelievable, wasn't it? 9 goals, not one contribution from the Egyptian king. So strange, so strange. Who did you captain last time out, by the way, Dan?
Well, it was Salah captain, yeah.
Ah, yes, that's right. Well, better than I was umming and ahhing over Tony and Jesus, and actually didn't make much difference either way, because Tony did nothing and Jesus did even less. So I did slightly better on Tony. But I mean, just why didn't I captain Hart? It seems so obvious. I don't know why I didn't captain Luis Diaz as well or Haaland this year, but I'm not having a good season captain wise. But then when do I? Dan, to be honest, but I did fairly average, just below average, in fact, in the end, 56 points. The average was 62 in game week 4.
Wow.
I think you did. Did you do even worse?
Yeah, I got 51. Do you know what? I had no idea the average was so high. Do you know what that is? That's surely the people who haven't taken like Trent and Robertson out of their teams, like people who had their teams set up and then haven't bothered with the game for ages.
Yeah, because I think we all had Trent or Robinson to start the season. Then they had a bad start, but now they're suddenly back in form. You got rid of Alexander-Arnold recently, didn't you, Pryor?
That was like a wild card move, I think, a couple of weeks back,
Yeah,
but I think I'm not alone. I mean, they're a lot of money to be banking.
They certainly are, yeah. I mean, 9-0 wasn't to be predicted, not quite that big. But, I just had another fairly average week and another penalty save from Dean Henderson on my bench again. Oh. I mean, this is just ridiculous. I think when he plays at home now, I might start with Henderson because he seems to just be an amazing godlike genius when it comes to saving penalties, even from Harry Kane.
It wasn't one of his better penalties, in fairness. A lot of showboating down at the City Ground there as well.
Richarlison, I love that clip of him.
Oh, sorry, but I'm talking about the keeper waving his hat around like he just got a century at cricket. No. Oh, is there just certain sorts of showboating allowed in football?
I didn't know.
I didn't know the rules.
It felt fitting. I liked it, actually. I thought it was an unusual celebration, the like of which we don't see in the game that much anymore. The keepers probably wore old cloth caps and did that back in the day. We should talk about the Game Week Derby, the first ever Game Week Derby in the Premier League, Dan, since we've been doing this.
Yeah.
And I felt, even though we lost, it was quite a positive performance from our side, mainly because of Henderson, but also the front three seemed to link up quite nicely. We looked quite good attacking-wise, and I feel like your first goal was against the runner play, and it just felt like it was really soft for us to give away and quite annoying. But obviously, I think you deserve to win overall, especially as we didn't get a handball red card for that ridiculous Steve Cuthbert ball. That was just so weird. But I think we held our own. We didn't get humiliated like the Cherries.
No, seemed like quite a fast team on the break, aren't they now, Forrest? Nice to see my transfer. I had to give it a Madison because of his injury, and then bring in Kulusevski, and then he popped up as he does with another assist. So that was quite
5 minutes in. Yeah, I mean, I think it was the end of Son for me, unfortunately. I've had to get rid of him because, I mean, what is going on with him? He's like, his mojo isn't quite there. He's going to score a hat-trick, by the way, against West Ham in the next game.
He's got a good record against West Ham because I think they sent some untoward stuff to him one match back
over the games. Yeah, did they?
Racial stuff. I think he's had a decent record since.
So I've got rid of him at just the wrong time, but that's the story of my season.
Probably going to get rested and Richarlison come in to knock in some keep ups and some beautiful outside of the boot crosses.
I don't know. I feel like he's not quite there this season yet.
You made a good replacement, your Son replacement. That was nicely done.
I predicted a hat trick at some point for Raheem Sterling on the last episode, and he weighed in with a brace, which was very, very close, to a hat trick. I was quite annoyed about that, but he's finally started scoring, linking up nicely with Reece James as well. So I've had to bring Raheem back in. In a move which seems like madness, considering I only got rid of him a couple of weeks ago. But I think now he's going to hit his scoring at least I did, even though they lost. Sorry, at the time of recording, it is midway through. It's a very strange time to be doing this, isn't it? Looking back at the one before and in the midst of the current one. But Raheem Sterling even scored when they lost to Southampton. So, and he starts up front. I'm trying to forget all midfielders to start up front, which was what I was thinking with Rodrigo. But it seems the curse is back when it comes to Rodrigo. I've certainly ruined him. As soon as I sign him, not only does he stop scoring in the first game against Brighton, and then he injures his shoulder against Everton, so he has to be replaced, I'm presuming, Pryor.
Well, I said he's dislocated his shoulder, isn't he, or something? So like he's out, I feel like his price is going to drop any day now. I've got the same deal with James as well, so I've got a free double transfer because I didn't make any in midweek. So I'm thinking possibly Perisic, who I think might get rested tonight, but back at the weekend. And I'm not sure about the midfield, but I need to sort of get like a 6.5-ish midfielder. I'd be very interested in Zaha if I could afford him.
Oh, certainly, yeah. But in terms of a Rodrigo replacement, I'm looking at either Zaha or Pascal Gross, who's having an amazing season, isn't he? And I'm sure either one of those, whichever one I pick, they'll start blanking straight away. That's the sort of form I'm in, I think, at the moment. But Zaha's on fire at the moment, isn't he? He's delivered in pretty much every game he's played in. Gross is cheaper, slightly cheaper, 5.8. Their next games, they've got like Leicester, Bournemouth, Palace.
It's always tricky, isn't it, relying on Brighton for goals, because they're traditionally such a low goal-scoring side.
Yes, that was certainly their problem last season, wasn't it? But I don't know, maybe Trossard and Gross are getting a bit more form together now. So, I don't know. I mean, it's constantly frustrating as ever, really. I mean, I'll replace Rodrigo, because I think I was looking at on the NHS website, dislocated shoulder, Dan. It does take 12 to 16 weeks to completely recover, apparently. You can't just pop it back in like they did in 80s. Yeah, you can pop it back in, but like it still hurts for quite some time. So apparently you won't be able to resume most activities until 2 weeks. So he's out for 2 weeks at least. Hmm. And avoid heavy lifting in sports involving shoulder movements, i.e. football, for between 6 weeks and 3 months.
Well, he's
not in goal. Rodrigo could be... Yeah, I know, but he still moves his shoulders when he's running, doesn't he?
He just has to cover a different run.
Hmm. A new run for Rodrigo. Yeah, a new he can't play in a sling, I don't think. But yeah, he's got to go, basically, because he's going to be out for a few weeks. The James injury, how serious is that? Because originally they said it was 50%. Now it's sort of changing to only 75%. It might just be a little illness.
It says 50 on mine. It says he's got a knock, which is, not clear. Mm. So, he's gone up a little bit as well. So, but I think I'm going to get shot of him. I can't bring in Zaha and Perisic without having to do another transfer. So I might see how City get on tonight, because I've got this Walker-Cancelo double defence. I know that people are selling Cancelo. His price is in danger of dropping because they're saying he's not getting into attacking positions as much as he did last season. The first four game weeks apparently is very low compared to last season, his attacking positions. So,
The game against Forest tonight, you'd imagine they are going to be actually smashing it in left, right, and centre, don't they?
It's a rotation.
Yeah, they're saying it looks like Alvarez might start potentially. I don't know though, you think Haaland will want to keep playing in these games, don't you?
Well,
boost his stats against lowly Nottingham Forest.
Could be that classic 20 minutes against them and then he scores like Salah did last season against Palace. That's looking ahead to the next game week after this one, which is Villa away for him, then Tottenham home, Wolves away, but the Champions League kicks back off soon, so it's two games a week for all these European clubs.
The rotation will start.
The likes of Leeds and Leicester and some of these teams that aren't in Europe suddenly become more attractive as they have less games. Newcastle, certainly.
Yeah, Ivan Toney's another player I seem to have cursed, by the way. As soon as I signed him,
he stopped scoring. Didn't even get two points.
I came so close to getting Mitrovic instead of Ivan Toney, but I just thought, but he seems to be in great form. He seems to be delivering on a regular
basis. Yeah, I feel like you misled us all there on the podcast.
Yeah, what do you mean? I said I was going to get Toney, and they got Toney.
No, about Mitrovic not being very good and don't get him. It's just a championship striker.
Yeah, he's got five goals already this season, hasn't he? Yeah, but look, that was all based on last time he was in the Premier League, where he was awful. Now it seems he's improved, and he's banging them in left, right, and centre.
Tottenham away next, who he's got a very good record against. They got an extra day's rest to Spurs as well, and Tottenham then have a midweek game against Marseille to consider. So six free games in a week for Spurs: Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday, which is pretty rare.
More than Chelsea at home for Mitro. Yeah, are you going to get him in?
I'm thinking of it, but obviously it'd just be for Toney probably. So it'd be more like to shift funds around. The thing that I like about him is I think he's got a good record. Well, I don't like, but in FPL terms, he's got a good record against Spurs, even in previous seasons. I don't imagine him getting much out of Chelsea because I think they'll be quite good in the air. But then he's got Forest, who are essentially a championship club, and who knows?
No, I think that'll be a bit more of a test for them. But one person that's annoying me as well on my bench is this Andreas Holgerbaum Pereira, to give him his full name. Andreas keeps scoring points on my bench because he's only 4.5, and I think maybe the way forward with him, because I think, is he in your squad as well? He's on everyone's bench, isn't he? Him and Nico Williams, who does look very close to scoring at some point for Forest, but 4.5 million, he's on the bench. He does very well at home, so when Fulham are playing at home, I think I might start with him next time. That seems to be how it rolls with him, with the assists, because he's got a couple of assists so far this season, and at 4.5 is a bargain. Anyone else you got your eye on, Dan?
Not really. The games are coming so thick and fast, it's more a case of who's going to get rested and who's going to be in the starting 11s with these games. It's very tricky. I'm just wary of the fact that these premium defenders, I've got Walker and Cancelo and James, and they're not really doing anything. But then as soon as obviously people got rid of Robertson and Trent Alexander-Arnold, suddenly they weighed in with a load of goals. It's also a worry of Salah, 13 million, and he's only had two games where he's scored a goal so far or assist.
Yeah. Oh, so you're going to get rid of him? You're going to take Captain Obvious out of your squad?
Well, you've got to keep an eye. Like, if this, you know, this next match, I'm sure it'll make a difference. But I saw him, you know, against Man U, I didn't see him really do a whole bunch. He obviously got that goal, but he didn't seem like he was going to score very often. And, you know, blanking at home to Palace, blanking at home to Bournemouth, home to Newcastle next. It's just, it's a lot of money burning up. If he doesn't score and Diaz does, then suddenly you have to start wondering if you're on the right pony.
Well, as who was it on Twitter? UK Aussie Rules fans on Twitter, big fans of Game Week as well. They were saying, what a day for the Salah Dodgers and that 9-0. Hashtag loyal to the cause. So the Salah Dodgers are finally having their day, it would appear. And long may it continue.
Yeah, well, maybe I'd quite like him to get back to scoring.
Yeah, well, anything else to mention, Dan, before we go in this weird mid-game week episode?
Just on Facebook, Nitram Nodslil, I hope I'm saying that right, beat you on head-to-head a couple of weeks ago.
I'm sure it's right, yeah.
They beat you on the head-to-head on the...
Who looks at head-to-head?
And it was your wild card week, so it felt like...
Thanks for pointing that out. Yeah,
it was worth mentioning because you know, I didn't remember to mention it last week, and
yeah, I think celebration. Glad you got that way. I don't think I've won a head-to-head all season. To be honest, it's I'm ranked 44 in the head-to-head league at the moment. Oh, I'm ahead in this. Look at this though, Dan. I'm ahead in this week's because look, this guy called Muhanlu Mbak. I think he's Cameroonian. I'm currently facing him. He's on -5 at the moment, which is, I think he spent a lot of transfers and they've not come off so far. But he's currently on -5. So I'm up against a big spender who had Reece James in his team and is on the bench. So yeah, well, this might
very
be my week.
I just quickly flag again this fella Patterson who plays for Everton, who's 4 million. He's only selected by 6.5%, and he's not really done anything in terms of point returns yet. But apparently, he should have assisted or scored. I just think he's a player no one's really got, and some people might be shuffling funds around, and you know they're just looking for a cheap defensive.
He's going to come off your bench. Come off your bench for a one, isn't he? On this one?
Oh, he is. Yeah, because of James being missing. But right towards the end of the match. He was in a position where he had a very good effort on goal and could have potentially squared it and got an assist. Okay. Their fans, Everton fans, are raving about him after this match. Okay. So,
and 4 million is so cheap, isn't it? That is a real problem.
For a starter,
Well, he's on my watch list, so I'll keep an eye on him. But, Anthony Gordon is the... he's suddenly scoring a goal a game. 2-2 he's got at the moment, which is potentially buy him now before that big money move to Chelsea if it happens.
It's not happening. They've said it's not going to happen. There's any Lampard. There's no point. He said there's no point getting the money now. What's he going to do with it? But that's another thing to consider is this transfer window shuts. Was it tomorrow night? So
well, exactly. Yeah. So we'll be back with the latest on the transfer saga, closing of the window in the next episode, I presume.
And the return of Nunez. That'll be exciting.
Ah, Darwin, finally he's back. Do I need to bring him in? If Haaland's being rotated so much, surely it points to get Kane in now again, get him back in, surely.
But Kane, Conte said the same thing. He can't have all these players are going to get rested at some point. They're not going to play every game. That's 2 games a week until... Well,
lovely outside of the boot cross from Richarlison, wasn't it? It seems like he's starting to settle in a bit.
Yeah, did you get all frothy at the mouth because Richarlison did 3 keep-ups?
Yeah, well, it was unnecessary, wasn't it? And he got taught a lesson.
Close him down!
One of the smallest, skinniest players on the pitch clattered him. It was nice.
Quite dirty for his 6 bookings,
we were quite dirty, actually. But, you know, they were all tactical fouls. We'll take the yellow card on those ones. But I don't expect to win against top 4 teams. You should expect to lose those games and just focus on the other ones, really. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see which is the best way forward, splashing the cash or being prudent like Bournemouth. That we'll find out this season. We'll get a definitive answer on that by the end of the season.
In FPL terms, definitely splashing the cash.
Yeah, it's certainly exciting. Any other bits of prior knowledge that you want to share with us?
No, I think that might be everything. It's just funny, sort of, like you say, it's a short week. We're in the middle of 2 different game weeks. It's a little bit confusing. Yeah. And I'm just going to get shot of James and now you've cursed Rodrigo. Get rid of him.
Yeah, Rodrigo's definitely cursed.
Do a point spend to get Zaha in. I don't know. We'll
oh, nice, nice, lovely. Although whenever I've had Zaha in the past, he always disappoints.
Yeah, 100%. But it's been a crazy start to the season.
I'm very wary of that. I think
there's that stat, isn't there? What is it? Since this year, the whole of 2022, it's only Kane and Son who's done more goals and assists than Zaha, I think, now. So.
Oh, really?
It's been a year-long, really, run-up.
Put your money where your mouth is, Dan. I think I might go Pascal Gross if you're going Zaha. But yeah, like you say, very wary of that as well. But you know, you've got to take some chances, haven't you?
That's the name of the game.
I like to get on everyone just after their run of form has ended, which I think is going to be textbooky
for people.
Pascal Gross. Yeah, and ruin it for everyone else. That's the power I hold in my mouse as I make these transfers on my PC. Okay, Dan, we'll end it there.
Okay.
See you next time. And remember, in the meantime, it may be a fantasy, but it's serious.
Game week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.